Blog Talk Radio. Psychic Talk Network's The Power of Three show. I am your host, medium and psychic Rose Fulhorst, and today we have a special guest. Dr. Dax Carlisle will be joining us again. He's lots of fun. We have lots of fun doing this show together, and we will be talking about the magical number three, the mystical number three, right? I'm giving you lots of great information on that. Into what it means and its numerological terms and mystical terms and, you know, how it's used. But before we get into that and we get the show, so we can get the show started, I wanted to let everybody know how they can reach us. You can to listen in or just to ask a question or get a mini reading at the bottom of the hour. The number to call in is 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. Or you can join us also on Psychic Talk Network /Tuesdays. And you can talk to us in the chat room. You can post your question there or your comment. And so let's get this wonderful show started. Let's welcome Dax on. Dax, are you there?
I'm here. Another Tuesday.
Yay!
This is fun.
We always have a great time, don't we?
It's always a party with spirit.
Yes, it's always a party with spirit. You never know, do you? You just never know what spirit's going to bring, right? So we have some.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a great show, and we've got some great takes on the number three, right? As you know, our show is called The Power of Three, right? And it's there's a reason
why
we
is that, Rose?
That.
We got it. Inquiring minds want to know, why is it The Power of Three after all?
Well, the reason it's The Power of Three, Dax, is because it started out with three of us, and all of us were number three. In other words, our birthdays were on the 21st, which equals up to a three. Okay, so
right.
We knew there was something special there. It was Fiona and Vivian and I, and we knew there was something special to that number three. We even calculated the numbers to make sure when we named the show that it correlated with, you know, what we needed to do, right? It added that energy, and Fiona went through the numbers, and Fiona did that, and I really miss her. I love her and her take on numbers. She calculated it all out before we got started on that. See, and it's so funny because, like right now, Dax, it's 12:03 here, okay? So what is 1 plus 2? It's 3, and then you got the other 3. So to me, that's the universe's way of saying we're doing the right thing by having this show. I am a 3,
mm-hmm.
Dad is a 3, and I constantly see 3s. And I know that
by
there's
the way,
something magical. Before
you go into the magic of three, I just wanted to mention real quickly that the power of three, okay, and we don't write three out. It's the number three, okay. And when you put power of three in the handy dandy numerological calculator, where it turns the letters into numbers, adds everything up for you, it comes out to an 11/2. 11 reduces to 2, 1 plus 1 is 2, but 11 is the master illuminator number. What a perfect thing for the title of your show. It just makes so much sense, right?
It makes so much sense. And Dax, you know, being you brought that up, you know, and I'm going to go ahead and bring this up, and I was going to bring this up later in the show, but I have to say it. When you get on that, the master illuminator number right there, 11. You got a 22, and then you got a 33. And 33 is the highest attainable number here in the physical third dimension, right? to 33.
Exactly.
Actually,
it all fits.
Actually, isn't that crazy? And actually, George Washington was, he was a, what they call a, what do they call him? Anyway, he was a 33, and supposedly he ascended to another realm. That, you know, is the magic of the three, right? It's just, it's amazing how the synchronicities with
he
that number.
He was a
33 like
degree Mason is what you're looking for.
Right. You get it. Supposedly when you get to that level, you have that higher consciousness, and that's what that three is about. It's breaking that realm and having that higher
mm-hmm.
consciousness. And so when you get to see when you are a three and you get to see a lot of threes, I believe the universe has set that in us so that it's a reminder
uh-huh.
to us, to wake us up, to show us who and what we are and what we're supposed to do, and to get on that higher realm, to ascend above the third dimension, right? Because the third dimension is the last physical dimension.
Absolutely. By the way, George's name, George Washington, reduces to a 7, the highest spiritual number in numerology.
And that's God's number, right?
Yep.
That's
I thought I'd throw that out
number.
There, too.
You know, well, Dax, you know, I'm born in August, okay? So I'm on an 8, right? So when you slice an 8 down the middle, what do you see? 2, 3, one backwards and the other one the other way, right? And then
mm-hmm.
this is the way I see numbers. And then, of course, I'm the 21st. Again, that's a 3. But if you add the year up, again, it's an 8. And then if you add all of it together and you reduce it down, then you got a 7. So, and an 8. All right, so you got those numbers in there, right? And so it's a sign to me that I'm supposed to be a medium, that I'm supposed to be doing the work I'm supposed to be doing. And because I need the energy of the three to be able to ascend higher, to connect to the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, right? And use that ability to read, right? It's crazy. It's just crazy the way they were. And you know that, like, the 7 is, you know, the highest. Again, it is, you know, when you go through the chakras, and you raise your vibration with the chakras, what you're doing is you're ascending to different levels of vibration, and you're ascending to that Father, Son, Holy Spirit, right? Because the 7 is the God number, and the 3 is our connection to the highest source. And think about it. I mean, we have three pyramids, right? And are those portals? Are those portals for us? I believe they are. I believe they help us ascend into the next dimension, right? All the ancients knew the power of the number of 3, right? They all knew that. Dax, are you still there?
Yeah,
hello?
I'm just listening, Rose. I'm letting you ramble
with this great
information. No, I always put myself on hold. I put myself on mute when I'm not speaking so there's no background noise.
Right. So there's a lot of information when it comes to threes. You know, that's
mm-hmm.
when I mean,
oh, by the way,
I mean,
something just popped in my head is the chakras. Okay, so there's 7 chakras, which are
right.
which is the highest, you know, spiritual number, but the ones that are actually in the body are 3, 3, 3, and then the highest chakra. And also, I just want to throw out there that there are some people in some systems that actually use 9, and guess what? 9 is divisible by 3.
Right, because you know what? Get this, that's sacred geometry. This is the magic of the 3. So sacred geometry, when you draw a circle, it breaks down into 9s, okay? And then you can break it down into 3s, correct? So it's you know, it's that power. When I see things, I when I do readings for people and I do numerology, you know, their birthday or whatever, I look at those. I say they get a lot of 3s. You know, I don't always see 3s with that. I see 6s and I see 9s. Because
well, when they break down the circle, you know, 360 degrees. I mean, that's not arbitrary, people. There's it's mathematical,
right.
And if you look at that 360 degrees, you have 3 and 6, and 3 plus 6 is 9.
Right.
And so you have all three of the communication and creativity numbers. 3, 6, and 9 are the creativity and communication numbers.
Okay, so there you go. You're creating and you're being able to connect, right? So I think that's our source, that's our power, that's our energy that helps us connect to the other realms, other dimensions. And so that, you know, when it's so funny because the ancients knew this. They used it. They used it every day. I mean, they used it. They use it in the Bible, the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. You know, that's represented in the Bible over and over and over, the number three. You know, there was three magi.
Right.
Now get this, Dax. Three magi bearing three gifts, right?
Three gifts,
three
exactly.
Magi. Right. And what is magi? What does the word magi come from? Magic.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
well, actually, magic comes from magi. It goes the other way. Magi existed first,
right?
And then we came up with the
both.
Word magic and magician from magi.
Right, because why would that? Yeah, but why would that be that way? Unless there was a magical force that wants us to know that we have that creativity,
mm-hmm.
right? In that,
absolutely,
in those numbers, to be able to create our own world. So that number three is so significant. And, you know, a lot of cultures say that's the highest number is the three, right? That's the highest consciousness because it is the consciousness number, right? So
mm-hmm. So
when you look at that, I mean, even you, there's so much information that you can find, you know, that tells you the Om symbol. Oh, my gosh, goodness, Dex, you're going to love this. So when you look at the Om symbol, now you know what the Om symbol is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when you look at the Om symbol is represented by a 3, 6, and 9. So when it
right.
starts out, it's the 3, right? And the 3 is facing towards the left, right? Kind of it's facing towards the left. And then above it, you have the 6, and it's sideways. And then above that, you have the 9, which is upside down. That's the Om symbol. Why is that? Because when the Om symbol represents the highest consciousness, the consciousness you call God, or the consciousness that you call, God, or the just the energy that is. And when we chant Om, we're chanting God. So we're bringing that energy within us, and we're building it. And so it's wild how the 3, 6, and 9 make up that Om symbol. That's not by chance.
And it's a different culture. But it's
yes,
still there.
It's a different culture.
Yeah.
Right. And,
then a little bit.
The Celtic knot is another one.
Yeah.
The Celtic
and a little more.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to throw in a little more closer to our time is Nikola Tesla. So even Einstein said Nikola Tesla was more brilliant than him. And a lot of people nowadays aren't aware of Nikola Tesla, but you know he really created everything involving electricity.
It's just that
through the eons he's been kind of scrubbed out of the history books, you know, and they have all these other people in there when in reality he's the one that created all of this stuff. And he never explained it, but one day he said, you know, if you knew the significance of 3, 6, and 9, you'd have the keys to the universe.
It's the truth. Like you said, it's a creation. There's creation in there, you know, in the 3, 6, and 9. And
mm-hmm.
you know, when witches or Wiccans, I want to say witches or Wiccans do spells, Dex, when they chant, they'll do the spell, and then at the end of the spell, they'll repetitively say, so mote it be, or which is the same as amen,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I'm thinking about this, then I'm actually saying it, and then by actually saying it, I'm putting it in and putting feeling into it, I'm putting it into play. But they'll repeat this either 3 times, right,
mm-hmm.
or 12 times, which is what? A 3, right?
Right.
So again, it's you know, it's using the creativity of that number again. It's using the creativity of that number. You know, get this. Okay, so they say, if you read in the history books, and you know I know a lot about religion, okay? So if you read in your religious text, you're going to find that Jesus was not born in, first of all, he wasn't born in December. And secondly,
right.
which,
we know
by
that.
The way, 1 plus 2 is a 3, right? Okay, one December
However, the
is
solstice
three.
Is on the solstice is on the 21st. 2 plus 1 is 3, December.
You're,
anyway, just throwing that out there.
Yeah, good.
And that's
you
where we get the 25th.
What
yeah, it's because they wanted it near
saying,
that.
But
yeah,
if you read your religious history, you're going to find that Jesus was born in the year 3. Or they believe he was born in the year 3. So he was born in the year 3, but the calendar was changed, and guess what? It still comes out to a 1 plus 2, which is a 3. You get what I'm saying? It, even though that calendar was changed in between when Christ was born, really born, and now, he's still born on a 3. They still make it as a 3. So that number is telling us who we are and the magic that we have behind us. When a Wiccan or a witch does a spell, they repeat it 3 times, or like I said, in some cases 9 and 12. You know, so what's it telling
right.
you? It's the manifestation. It's a manifestation number. It really.
Well, yeah,
is.
Our
it's
clock,
four.
Which is 12, but that's divided up into 4 sets of 3. You can't get away from it. It's absolutely everywhere. When I shuffle a physical tarot deck. To make sure that, especially the first shuffle, to make sure that it's shuffled really well, I shuffle 3 different ways. I cut, rifle, and overhand shuffle. And I do each one of those 3 times.
Yeah, because you're using that magic number. You're using the energy of that 3 in that. That 6 and that 9. Well, so you get what I'm saying. It's you know, even our time is governed by 3. Because, you know, think about it. Past, present, future. Right? That's 3. Past, present, future.
Everything breaks up into 3.
Right.
I'll blow their minds a little bit more. If you take any angel name, the name of an angel, and look at the numerology, it always contains 3, 6, or 9, or a combination of 3, 6, or 9. And the reason for that is 3, 6, and 9 are the creativity and communication numbers. And what does the word angel
right.
mean? Messenger from spirit.
Exactly.
So,
see, it's amazing.
Yeah.
There's
oh,
so
and
much
it goes
in
further than that, too. We have groups of numbers that we call angel numbers. So you'll see a 333 or a 444, or you'll see a 777 or a 111, or you'll see a 999 or an 888 or a 555 or a 222. Okay, if you write those out on a piece of paper in a column, 111, 222, 333, 444, all the way down to 999, and then reduce those numbers to a single digit off to the right, you'll get 369, 369, 369,
yep.
repeating pattern. And it's the and it's the only only master numbers that are made up of 3 digits, 6 digits, or 9 digits do that. All the other master number combinations, like double digit master numbers, give you back the whole number. So if you write 11, 22, 33, 44, 55, all the way down to 99, reduce those to a single digit, you'll get 2, 4, 6, 8, 1, 5, 1, 5, 7, 9, 1, 1, 3, 5, 7, 9. You'll get the even numbers first and the odd numbers after that. And as you go out into the expanded master number, everybody thinks that master numbers are just 2 digits. They're not. There's the 2-digit master numbers, the 3-digit master numbers, which are the angel numbers, and then there's 4-digit, 5-digit, 6-digit, all the way out to 9-digit. And most numerologists never look at this, okay? But if you look at it, you'll find that it's only the 3-digit master numbers, the angel numbers, that all reduce to that reoccurring pattern of 369, 369, 369. It's all right there in the numerology.
It's the key to our highest consciousness. It's the key to who we really are, which is the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, which is that energy embodiment, which is bringing that energy down into the physical body and learning to live in the and transcending, learning to transcend realms. It's so there's so much power and energy with that. It's just, it blows your mind when you think about it. It always comes back to the three. So who is it that's putting that three out there to get our attention? You know what I'm saying? Why is that three there? Is that you know, you know, we had a great awakening. We've had many great awakenings, but back in 2011 it started, right? So when you look at that, you know, a lot of people were seeing 111. You know, I have that reoccurring number. I have the reoccurring number 3. I always see 3. Always. Right now I'm looking at the clock.
Mm-hmm.
And guess it's 12:21, Dax. That's
yeah,
3-3.
Well, not only that, remember the Mayan calendar ended on December 21st, 2012. Okay, so 2012,
okay,
at the end is 12, 1 plus 2 is 3, December 21st,
right.
2 plus 1 is 3. Hello?
Yeah, hello. This is it. It was an awakening. It's a number that clicks in the subconscious. It is deep within our, well, not just in our subconscious, but in our who we are, what we are. And when that number is triggered, like it was in, you know, 2011, 2012, you know, then it wakes us all up. We wake up. You know, the 111 that everybody's seeing, that's awakening code because it's a 3.
Right. But, I mean, just look how we're made up. So we have a physical body, mind or consciousness, and then spirit or soul, depending.
Right.
It's all semantics,
Father,
folks.
Son,
but
there
are 3 things, body, spirit, mind, that
yeah,
make
because
us
you
up
have to have,
as
you
well.
Have, right. You have to have, if you're going to understand the great consciousness that is, you have to experience all those levels of it. So you have to be connected, first of all, to that higher consciousness. You have to have a physical body to experience so that you can understand everyone else and the physical consciousness that is the one. Right? So that's what the spirit, when the spirit comes down into the body, that's what it does. You know, it awakens us. And that's one of those components that you have to have. So you have to have the spirit, you have to have the physical body, and you have to have the connection between the higher source and you, which you never lose anyway, but people don't understand that, right? But that is, you know, we have a third eye for a reason. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, in the Bible, there's actually a quote, Dax, that says, you know, with your third eye, you'll see clearly. In other words, you can't see everything clearly and everything as it truly is unless you use all 3 eyes. So you have to use your regular 2 that sees the physical world, and you have to have the understanding, because where the third eye is, that's our consciousness. That is, it's our mind, it's our spirits in there also, our clairvoyance is in there. So with that in there, then we see everything clearly. So we have to get to that point, you know. And I do believe that, you know, the Bible tries to point out ways of you, actually, and many religious texts and ancient texts try to point out the way to the three. In other words, the way to manifest, the way to create, the way to become that higher consciousness. And that's why we have that number 3.
Also, all physical matter is made up of protons, electrons, and neutrons.
Neutrons, 3. There you go. And you know, one of the biggest 3 sales techniques in the world, Dax, the biggest sales technique in the world is to use the 3 repetitively. Okay, when you're selling something, have 3 sale points, right? That's one of the things that a lot of people in business do, because it brings them more business, is they use 3 sale points. If you're doing a counseling session, then you would use 3 points of attention. You get what I mean? So So the number three, to use it, it creates and it manifests. And it is that creation in the 3, 6, and 9. It's crazy. It's crazy. I mean, we could go on for like this forever with the number three.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because
it's fantastic.
And you were right about the chakras. The first, the three chakras from the solar plexus, or from the heart up, are connected to the divine, are connected to
mm-hmm.
the higher consciousness, where the three lower ones are connected to the physical earth. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So
you know, people think like, you know, because people will say the seven chakras and they won't think in their mind, you know, but because we think this way, you know, we're numerologists and we know about 3, 6, 9. And so, you know, when I look at the chakras, I see three groups of three. I see three down here, three in the center, three at the top. And then God, my mind just blanked. I forget the top one. I don't do chakras, folks, but it's just knowledge.
But they go on forever. But I mean, you have six in the physical body. I mean, there's little ones in between.
Yeah.
But you really have six in the physical body. And then you have the one above, which is God, which is the higher consciousness, which is that next dimension up, which is the seventh dimension, which is, of course,
mm-hmm.
the seventh number, God, right? God's number. So, and there's many above that. But yeah, so it's represented in everything that we do. I mean, everything that we are, I mean, is representative of the number three. I mean, it's just absolutely. There was another point I wanted to make. I took notes because I had so much to say.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, hold on for a second, Rose. Before you go into anything else, I want to mention real quickly that, you know, maybe our callers have something to say on this. Maybe they have some examples or something that they want to say or something they want to ask. And also the chat room, you know, you can chat about this in the chat room with me. It's really quiet in the chat room today. I don't know why, but if you're listening live, go over to psychictalk.net/live, scroll down below the player, you'll find the chat room. You can pop in there. You can ask questions. You can give your comments. You can give suggestions about 3, 6, 9, and you can ask for a mini reading right from the chat room. Of course, if you're on the phone lines, you don't have to go over to the chat room because we're going to be talking to you in just a minute. That's right. And if you're listening out there live and you haven't called in yet, this is the time to call in and get into the queue. Don't wait another 20 minutes or so because the queue will get too long and we won't get to you. So call in right now, 714-816-4628. Remember to press the number 1 on your dial pad. That's how we know you want to be live on air with us. It puts you into the queue, and we take the calls in the order that they came in. So make sure you press 1 on your dial pad when you get through. If you're Skyping in, go to your Skype app, open the dial pad, press 1, okay? Call in at 714-816-4628, and we'll be going to calls in just a little bit here. So, Rose,
okay,
what else
all right,
we got?
Yeah, so I'll just kind of wrap it up here, and then you can kind of give a rundown on if there's anything we haven't touched that you have to say about it, because I'm sure you do. But I believe the number three was put there so that we could realize who we are by the highest consciousness. And it is very much a manifestation, very much a manifestation number, and it is a magic number because it is the key to everything, right? So I'm just going to leave it at that. And do you have any more to say about it, Dax, before we take calls?
Not a whole lot. We covered most of it, but I wanted to mention that we are in a world year of three. Okay, 2019 is a three-world year. We'll be moving into a four-world year in January 2020, okay? And that's really obvious because 2020, 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 0 is 4. Okay, now we're in a three-world year right now, which is creativity and communication that I mentioned earlier. And so we're all under that all year long. Now, we all have our own personal year cycle, and we're in different places in that 9-year cycle. But the entire world is under the three energy right now. This is the year to really get it done, folks. This is the year to, well, also be careful of your communication, you know, but it's the year to, you know, get that creativity going. And today in particular, the day, the 25th, 2 plus 5 is 7, and the date, June 25th, 2019, adds up to 7.
I just looked at the clock again, and it's 12:30. So that's 3-3 again. Sorry, had to point that out.
Right.
Didn't interrupt
okay.
you. But.
And so the date, June 25th, 2019, also adds up to 25. 2 plus 5 is 7. So it's a 7 date and a 7 day. As well. And 7, as we mentioned before, highest spiritual number. It's also the number of the natural detective. People that have a 7 life path, you know, they want to answer the big questions, how does the universe work, and things like that. Okay. So on a 7 day and a 7 date, you know, it's double 7 energy today. It's no accident that you're listening to the show. You know, if you're listening live right now or in archive a little later on this Tuesday, the 25th, there's a reason for that. It's because you want to learn these things. And
well, I think you're drawn to the three also. And you know what, Dax?
Mm-hmm.
When I read somebody who, you know, and I'm doing numerology and they have a lot of threes and sevens, say, for instance, they're born in December and they have that, or they're born in March, right? That's a three. And then the seven would say that that's the date that they're born. That's the purpose number, right, is the birth date in Pythagorean numerology. And so when you look at the seven, it's like, okay, you're here to serve God. You're here to serve, find the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit and serve God. And because that's the God number, right? So that's the purpose. Right, which is fascinating how the threes and the sevens work together all the time. You know, it's crazy. It is. I just had to add that because it was kind of one of those things you think, as you're talking, I'm like, oh my goodness, yes, that makes sense. Okay, so yeah.
And one last thing I want to mention, I did pull a card for the day and I got the 10 of Wands. And you know, this is expression on many levels. You're making headway towards your goal, but things may be a little overburdened. And Wands is the fire element, following the passions. And so the message is that you might want to take some of the fire. I mean, you have all these irons in the fire. You might want to take some of those irons out. Focus on one thing and expressing your passion in one way, taking into account the creativity of three and that we're in a world year of three, okay? And on this 7 day as you're exploring, you know, how all of this works and how the universe is put together and so forth like that, don't get too overburdened by following every rabbit down every rabbit hole. You know, you can get back to those. You know, just go down one at a time. And that's kind of the message for today from the card of the day.
And wouldn't it be also, Dax, that you have that higher consciousness today and you need to be paying attention to your thoughts because
Just
like you said, don't get distracted by all of those things that are going on. Focus on what you want today, because if three is a manifestation number and seven being the highest number of God, the communication's real good today. So if you need insight, do some meditation. If you need, you know, if you need to talk to spirit, talk to spirit. But it's a good day to keep yourself focused. And don't be focused on all the chaos, like you said with the 10, right? Don't be focused on everything else is going on. Focus on what you're supposed to go on, because it's a real good day to manifest and create, because we know that our imagination is what starts the creation process. So if you focus on what you want, then you're going to get it, because it is a real good year and day to do that. So yeah.
Right. And I wanted to mention that if you're in a 7 personal year or something like today where you're on a 7 day, whether you're in a 7 day or a 7 year, both of those, you're going to have heightened intuition. Okay, your psychic antenna is going to be up, and you're also going to be drawn to those kind of things, anything psychic, anything involving intuition. You're going to be attracted to that on a 7 day and in a 7 personal year as well. And to calculate your personal year, it's really easy. You're just going to add the world year of 3. So 2019, if you add that up and reduce it to a single digit, you get 3. And then you just take your month and your day of birth. So you're going to add your month to your day of birth. So I'm born June 16th, so I'm going to add 6 to 16. 6 plus 1 is 7, plus 6 is 13, 1 plus 3 is 4. And then I'm going to take that 4 and I'm going to add it to the world year of 3, so I'm in a personal year of 7. That's how you calculate your personal year. And if you want me to do that for you quickly while you're calling in, we can also do that real quick on the phone line, 714-816-4628, as well as you can ask me in the chat room, psychictalk.net/live. Are you ready to get to the phone lines, Rose?
Yeah, I have one more comment though, Dax. Like on the 10, right?
Okay.
I have to say, you know, I do have one more comment because you said you pulled the 10. Well, when you look at that number, that reduces down to a 1. And what's a 1? It's about being very much the individual and standing in your own power and
it's
becoming one with the higher
manifest.
Yeah, it's about using all your tools and becoming one with the higher source of connection, right? Which is
mm-hmm.
God or the universe or whatever you want to call it. So, I mean, that's there you go. Be yourself and pay attention to your imagination and what you're creating today.
Yeah, and that's why I teach tarot this way. So my tarot course is called Tarot by the Numbers, and that's why, because I teach numerology and tarot side by side. And when you do it that way, it makes it so much easier to understand tarot. And vice versa, to understand
right.
the numerology. Yes, because they fit together perfectly. You know, tarot is made up of a numerological structure. You know, there are 78 cards, and it's broken up into 22 major arcana cards. That's that master number 22,
yeah.
master builder number. There's 56 minor arcana cards. 5 plus 6 is 11, the master illuminator number. When you add the master illuminator number 11 to the master builder number 22, you get 33, the master teacher, master healer number. And from sacred geometry, if you look at the flower of life and Metatron's cube, which emerges from that, in order to make Metatron's cube, it takes exactly 78 lines to form Metatron's cube. And then within Metatron's cube, there are 5 solid shapes that emerge. They're called the 5 platonic solids, and they represent the 5 elements, the 4 earthly elements in spirit. And if you take those 5 elements and combine them with the numbers, you get the tarot deck.
Yes, 78.
Mm-hmm. But it's also the structure. Remember, the deck is broken up into the major arcana, which is the suit of the spiritual realm, and then the four other suits are earth, air, fire, water, and then the cards are numbered. Exactly. And people always say, "Well, wait a minute, the court cards don't have numbers." Yes, they do. Pages are 11, and the knights are 22, the queens are 33, and the kings are 44. By the way, 44 is the master manifestor number.
Right.
So it's all numerological, folks.
It's amazing, isn't it? Everything's based on the numbers, right? And
yes.
The cards being there's 78 in the deck, complete.
Mm-hmm.
So that
exactly.
Again, goes back to, you know, sacred geometry.
People wonder, you know, they wonder about that. It's like, why is there 78 cars? Why isn't there 55 or 103 or 92? Why is it 78? Well, when I discovered tarot was after I had been studying sacred geometry and numerology for like a decade. And when I came to tarot, it was instantaneous for me. It's like, oh, 78 cards. That's how many lines you need to make a Metatron's cube, you know, in the flower of life in sacred geometry. And look, it's broken up into five suits, and there are five platonic solids and five elements. And, you know, it just all falls into place. And
it's
so that's why since 2004, I've been teaching tarot this way, because it's so much easier once you know the numerology first and the sacred geometry. Then when you learn the tarot, it's like, oh, it's all obvious.
It is obvious because you know what? Again, it goes back to that you having that higher consciousness already in you. And when you see the sacred geometry and when you see just the way things fall into place, you're like, aha, I got it. Because it's already there within you. It's not separate from you ever. We have that higher knowledge all the time. And that's why we can connect as mediums and psychics. But you get those epiphanies because you recognize it. You know, it's not the first time you've seen it. It's not the first time you've understood it. Because you are as old as old can be. And the number three, per se, is unlimited, right? It's an infinity, and so your mind is infinity. You anything you want to know is there. You can access it at any time, and so when it triggers like that when you're doing cards, that's why, because you already have that knowledge. You already have access to that knowledge, and you're never separate from it. And if people just understood that, Dax, we could all be, you know, we're all getting there, okay? We're all getting there. Just put it to you that way. But anyway, I could go on talking forever, and I know we have callers on the line, so I'll just shut my mouth.
We got to get to the callers.
Yeah.
Plus, we're way past the bottom of the hour break, and I got to get the announcements out. So I'll just throw out one last thing, and that's when you intersect three circles is the first time you get the first flower.
True.
In the flower of life pattern. And as you expand
right.
that pattern out, then you can create Metatron's cube, and that's how the entire universe comes together, folks. But that would take, you know, an entire course to teach, you know. And by the way, I've got that. And that's one of the announcements that I'm going to make is my Pride sale is going on, and it's still good for five more days, okay? So the entire month of June, it's my birthday month and it's Pride month. There's 5 days left in the sale. It goes away on the 30th. So get in on the sale. I got numerology reports on sale for $27. I've got my readings on sale for $27. But also my course, Tarot by the Numbers, it's a $197 course, which is on sale for half off on our Psychic U page. But if you go to the Pride page, psychictalk.net/pride, you can enroll for just $67. It includes your membership in the Tarot Guild. It includes your certification, the whole certification process if you want to get certified, which is optional, of course. And the course, you can enroll for just $67. That goes away on Sunday. So go over to psychictalk.net/pride. And if you want to go further down the rabbit hole and learn to do what we do, and all about the sacred geometry, the numerology, the tarot, you're going to get a strong foundation in all of that with Tarot by the Numbers. Go over to psychictalk.net/pride, and you can snap it up for $67, as well as you can book a reading with me. You can get a numerology report. If you're already a professional reader, you can join the Tarot Guild and get your certification for $37. That's on sale as well. It's all there on the Pride page, psychictalk.net/pride. Upcoming shows. So tomorrow I'm going to be on with Charlotte Kornberg, and we have a special guest co-host, Sharona Rapsik. We'll be doing open lines tomorrow. So if we don't get to your call today, remember you can always call in tomorrow and all week long, because Stephanie's Guide to Tarot is on Thursday. And then we have master hypnotherapist and certified tarot professional, Jennifer Mateo, with Kathy Shogren. Dr. Rose Wilkerson will be back, and myself on this Friday. And then we're doing open lines on Saturday, as we always do, Mary and I. And then Sunday, June 30th, Cooch's Cosmic Cafe with the fabulous Cooch Daniels. I'll be on with her. We'll be doing readings on that show as well. And then we're into July already. Monday, July 1st. Janice Fuchs will be live on Wisdom of Your Soul at 1 p.m. Eastern, followed directly at 2 p.m. Eastern by Compassionate Light, Healing and Guidance with your host, Catherine Hahn. She's starting a whole new series of shows called Empowering You. And if you've been enjoying this conversation about the numbers, Tuesday, July 2nd, Rose and I will be back on the Power of Three show next Tuesday, talking about how you can use the vibrations of numbers in your life at 1 p.m. Eastern. So that's all the shows coming up over the next 7 days. And you can get all the details, start times near you, all the information, everything's available on our upcoming shows page, psychictalk.net/upcoming. psychictalk.net/upcoming. Go check it out. It's all on our website, psychictalk.net. All righty. So let's look at the phone lines here. Who's been waiting the longest? Looks like area code 865 has been waiting the longest. Caller, are you there? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi. Hi, Dax. Hi, Rose. Thank you for taking my call. Hi. This is Lynn, and I'm calling from West Hollywood, California. And I'm so interesting, everything you're saying with numbers. Did I hear you say that Jesus was not born December 25th or in December? I thought I heard.
No, he was not. No.
Oh yeah, yeah. That was done in the Middle Ages because by that time the Roman Empire had Constantine created had decreed that Christianity was the state religion, and it was expanding at that time into the British Isles and the pagans. Okay, they celebrated the winter solstice on December 21st. To get Christianity in alignment with that, they decided December 25th, we're going to celebrate the birth of Christ. Has nothing to do with the actual chronology and actually when he was born. In fact, they think he was born in the sign of Leo, to be honest with you.
Well, yeah,
but,
you're right. Dad,
that makes sense.
Summertime, right? It wasn't. Yeah. It was not. He's correct. It was not in the winter time. That was just the calendar was changed. Go on, Dex.
By the way, Rose.
Yeah.
What age was Jesus when he died?
Wow.
He was 30. Oh wait. He was 30, wasn't he?
33. And 33 is the master teacher, master healer number. Master teacher, master healer number.
I love the numbers. I've always been fascinated with 3 and 6. But I think my year is number 9. My birthday's January 5th. And do you need my year and my time, or how do I do this?
Dex?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was on mute. I thought you were hearing me. Okay, let me start over.
No, honey.
Okay, so what I need is the whole date, January 6th,
okay.
19.
No, 5th. January 5th. January 5th.
Okay, 19. Hold on. Let me back up. Hold on. I don't want to get this wrong. Okay, January 5th, and the year is 1956. 56. Okay, that's what I need.
And I'm at 9:30 a.m.
Don't need the time. I'm not an astrologer.
Okay.
The reason
okay.
why the astrologers need the time is because they're fixing the geolocation. Okay, so they're looking at, exactly the place, longitude and latitude and time and day of birth, what were the stars and planets and how was it all aligned directly above you on the Earth? That's why they need the time. We don't need that as numerologists. In fact, it makes it a lot easier. Okay, so you're going to love this. You're a 9 life path, and you are a 6 attitude. So you got
I love 6. Oh, my gosh.
See, you have 3, 6, and 9. So you're where you're supposed
That's right.
to be.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Let's see where you are in the personal year numbers. We're going to put in 2019 there with your 1 and 5. Okay, well, that's great. You're in a 9 personal year. Okay, so this is what's going on with you. You're a life path 9, and you're in a 9 personal year. That means this is your year. Now, 9 is the completion. It's the last number in the cycle, okay, 1 through 9. So next year, 2020, you're going to be starting a whole new 9-year cycle. You're going to be starting off fresh and brand new with number 1, okay? And it's great to get things started and start new things and projects and start writing that book and get everything going in 2020. Meanwhile, here back, you know, we got 6 months left in 2019 where you're in, you know, a completion year. This is the year where you literally and figuratively go through your closets. Okay, you're going to go in your garage and you're going to go in your closets and you're going to look for things that you haven't touched in 6 months or a year or 10 years. You're going to get rid of all that stuff.
That's
literally
what I'm doing.
Figuratively, you're going to go through your life and you're going to examine everything and you're going to think to yourself, is this still serving me? And if it's not serving you, get rid of it. I'm talking about belief systems, relationships.
Yeah.
Anything that is no longer serving you, get rid of that so that you can start off fresh in 2020 with a brand new year. But this is your year. You can really set things up for a huge success in the upcoming 9-year cycle because you're a life path 9 in a personal year of 9. Okay. And so it's just your year. This is when you want to, you know, plan things out. You know, what am I going to do over the next 9 years, and what's step one of that so I know where I'm starting off in January 2020? Okay.
Wow.
So there you go.
Love it. That's so right on. That's what I'm doing right now. As I said, I currently live in West Hollywood and I am finalizing things, moving, and so yeah, everything is just so spot on. Thank you so much. Thank you for that.
Awesome.
And do you have any other questions for Rose or I before we go to the next caller?
One real quick one. I'm expecting some sums of money in any minute now. What do you all feel or see around my money right now?
Okay, so like a windfall or a payout or something along those lines?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so what's showing up for me is, you're going to love this, Rose, it's the 3. The timing card is 3.
That doesn't surprise me. Manifestation.
Yeah. It's definitely going to happen within the next 3 weeks. It could happen as fast as 3 days. But the speed at which it manifests is all up to you. You know, it's how much you're focusing on it and drawing it in.
Yeah.
What about you, Rose?
What
do you want to say on that?
That was so funny because when she asked that, all I could get in my head was the number 6. Well, the number 6 is all about creating, right? It's about actually bringing into fruition the number of the 3, right? In other words, it is about rebirth. In other words, rebirthing and creating what you want. And when you said to her, "Well, it's got the 3," and then you know, you need to. It's going to be coming in. It is basically, you know, just the quicker you start thinking about it and feeling it, the quicker it'll come to you. You put that law of attraction.
Right.
And when you think of the number 6, that's what that does. So that's creating your own future. So I see you creating your own future. So I see you creating what you want with the money when you get it.
Yes, thank you.
And you're
Lynn,
in the process
I got one more thing for you, Lynn. And the central focus card that came up in the spread is, are you ready for this? The 9 of Wands. Okay, so there's that 9 again. Life Path 9. Okay, Life Path 9, and you're in a 9 personal year, okay? Now, the 9 of Wands, okay, remember, Wands is fire, so that's that passionate energy. It's following your passions, okay? He's got the 9 Wands here. He's got 8 Wands, and he's got them neatly stacked behind him, and he's holding on to the 9th Wand. That's that focus on one thing you're passionate about that you're going to start with in January of 2020. And you already have all the skills and abilities you need to pursue your passion. That's what the cards talk. That's what those the 8 wands that are stacked up behind him that are in perfect rows. That's your experience and knowledge base, and you already have all of that. Okay. He also has a bandage on his head, so you've been through the battle wounds. You know, you have all the experience you need.
Yeah.
Well, her number.
So it's a card of it's a card talking about eventual victory. All right. So I'm just going to leave you with that. We got to get on to other callers here.
Thank you, Dad.
Lynn.
Thank you, Rose. Blessings to you both. Thank you.
Blessings to you, honey. Keep listening.
Yep. Keep listening and enjoy the rest of your week. And wow, what a great first call to start off with, Rose.
Yeah, Dex, I wanted to say real quickly, too, that number one is embracing yourself. That's the month she's born in. And then also, what did she say the day was? Do you remember what she said her day was?
It's the fifth day. It's
the fifth.
It's the number of adventure and high energy.
Right. When you were talking about experience, right, that five brings in the experiences, that shows that she's here to experience and learn from it. And so when you said that, I was like, whoa, wow, that goes right along with her numbers, right? Because that's what I would
Absolutely.
Have told her, right? And if I were reading her numbers, that's what I would have told her. And so
okay, you're
so it falls
you're
right
gonna
into
love
place.
You're going to love the next phone number. Our caller that's coming up now is area code 203. And not only that, the number has – an angel number, 3 sevens in it, 777.
Oh, wow.
We're going to bring them on Hello. Right now. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, you guys. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Troy. I'm calling from out Connecticut, New Haven, Connecticut. And
awesome.
I was born on 3/16/1993. My destiny number
Woo-hoo!
Is the number 3. My personality number is the number 3. I'm real creative. I'm a writer. I teach children. I'm working after school programs and stuff like that. But lately, for the past couple
All those
years,
threes.
For the past couple years,
and
you know,
seventh,
I've been
Dad,
to
the seventh.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, 16 reduces to 7. Well, let me ask you real quick, Troy, before you go off into the story here, is that I got to get these numbers correct because I think I messed some of this up. So you said it really, really fast, and I'm trying to type in and it's hard to do. Okay, so you said March 16th, so 3/16, right?
Yes.
And what year were you born in again? 2000 something?
No, I was born in 93.
Oh, 93. I knew I heard a 3 in there. I thought he said 2003. That would have made him really young, right?
Look at
yeah.
the combination.
Okay,
369.
1993.
Yeah.
Yes, 1993.
Yeah, so it's 3/16/1993. So you're a 5 life path with a 1 personality or 1 attitude, rather, I should say. And then let me take a look real quick. Okay, so 5, there's that high energy. We were just talking about the date that Lynn was born on. You know, same thing, same energy. It's it can be the chaos number, too. So life path 5 can slip into chaos here and there, but it's a high energy number. It's the number of the adventurer. You're not happy unless you're out there adventuring. You don't want to be tied down. And let's look at what personal year you're in. You're in a 4. Oh, master builder number 22/4. Number of structure this year. Yeah, so this is all about learning and teaching in a 4-year. So go ahead. What's been going on, and what's your question for us, Troy?
Well, for the past 2 years going on, you know, I've been going through a lot of, like, depression, addictions. I've been really stressed out a lot. And it's just been real rough for me, you know what I mean? I've been real stuck in my head a lot with a lot of things going on in my life, and I really haven't been happy a lot, man. And I'm just wondering, you know, like, what's going on, like, in my... Sorry, my phone bleeped. But what's going on, like, in my aura, or what my ancestors or spirit has to say to me, because I've actually met someone in the past couple of years, and me and her have a real deep soul connection, and she's been teaching me a lot too. But it's just, you know, I've just been real depressed, man, just real sad.
Oh, like, great. You know. Rose, hold on one second. I want you to go first, but I just got to get this out because Troy started talking about, you know, slipping into addiction and everything like that. I just wanted to point out that Life Path 5s are very susceptible to that. You know, if you're not working the energy into the positive, it's so easy for them to slip into various types of addiction, actually. Everything from being addicted to love, you know, addicted to sex, addicted to substances. I mean, addicted to work, you know, I mean, you know, work addiction, you know, being a workaholic. I mean, there's a lot of things that fives can slip into. So it makes perfect sense. But Rose, you go first. What are you getting on this?
Well, Dax, I'm getting basically the same thing. The five is the representative of experience. You have to experience life. So sometimes we get lows, and you would not know what good was unless you experienced bad. So what you need to do is take that energy of the five and learn from your experiences and use them to become what you want to, either get what you want in life or to be what, you know, be the person that you want to in life. Because that number five is it can be very much chaos. But again, it's, we have to experience. If we don't experience, we'll never know and we'll never understand. And you said you work with children. Well, you know, when you're working with kids and you're working with other people, right, then you have to know how to communicate with them. And the only way you can actually learn that is from spirit and from experience. So I think your experiences are teaching you to become who you need to become. And I think this woman that's come into your life is very much a reflection of that. She's teaching you that. She's helping to bring that to you. I bet you if you were to do her numbers, they're very similar to yours. And also, I have to add to that, you know, when I look at your birth numbers, right, I look at it in a different way than Dax does. So, I mean, it's kind of the same thing, but just said in a different way, okay? So that vibration of the three is you're here to find and experience life in the mind, body, and spirit. So you take your consciousness that you've already learned from your previous lifetimes, you bring them into the physical body in this lifetime in order to live a happy life. And then also you got the one and the six. The one's about standing alone and creating a life like you've never had it before. And when you add the two together, there are seven. So you're supposed to serve the higher source along right. with that. And then the nines and the nine and the three, that's just reminders of what you're here for. So I think it all comes into play. You've had some rough times, but you have to ask yourself, what did those rough times teach me about myself that I can use to help others?
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Because I really, you know, when you look at, you said you had addiction. Okay. So you look at that situation there. If you've had addictions, it's because you needed to see that side of it. Maybe in the future you're supposed to be doing some counseling with people who have had addiction.
That's,
you know,
what I
maybe
feel
that's
too.
What you, okay, see? So that's a confirmation and a validation right there from spirit.
All right?
And those numbers are just to remind you. What did Christ do? He was a number three. What did he do? He came down here and he was a healer. He healed the mind, the body, and the spirit. And this is what that number seven, when you add that one and the six together and it comes out to a number seven, this is what you're doing. And when you look at the last numbers, the 993, the 99, like Dex said, the nine is all about letting go of things. So it's just repetitive.
you have to let go of people, places, and things that don't serve your highest good, which is the three, that don't serve the purpose of why you're here. You understand
mm-hmm.
it.
And this
that,
is
that
true.
That goes along with all those situations that you're going through, all those negatives. Every negative situation has a positive learning experience
yep.
in it. And you keep asking yourself, what is it that I need to learn from this that can help me become a better healer and serve God and live my purpose?
Rose?
Did I answer your question there?
Yes, you did, because you know, I know that I have a dormant power within me to be a healer and to counsel people, because you know I could relate to people a lot, and people love to express themselves to me and tell me what they going through and stuff like that. It's just I just gotta really
because
take the time out to heal
that,
myself.
They feel that Christ-like energy in you. They feel that healing in you. They can sense that energy in you. And so that's why they come to you. They know that you've experienced that five again. They know that you've experienced that. When you see a number three in that first number, that first number that you get the month that you're born in, when you see a number three in that, that's somebody that's already has that completeness of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So you've always had this connection in a few previous lives to the higher source of information and the healing. So this isn't the first time you've done this, but this is the first time that you're using your serving God with it. When you help others, that's what you're doing, and that's that number of that seven. You get all that, right? Dex,
right.
What did you want to add to that? I know you wanted to add something. I didn't mean to cut you off.
I've got a lot. I'm going to try to get this out quick because we got to get going here. We're way past the top of the hour, but we had so much to talk about earlier that you know, I want to see if maybe we can squeeze another call in or something like that. But you guys are just going to be floored by what showed up. Okay, folks, this is why you need to learn tarot. This is why you need to learn tarot by the numbers. See how the numerology aligns with what's showing up in the tarot cards. First of all, there's only one major arcana card that shows up. It's the Judgment card. It's Gabriel. This is a giant wake-up call. It's no accident that you called into the show, Troy. This is a big wake-up call for you, okay? The Central Focus card. Are you ready, Rose? The Five of Cups.
There you go.
His life path is a five. All right. Also,
learn
the card itself.
The card itself is
reflecting the current situation that you described. It's literally the crying over spilt milk card. But right behind the individual is two upright cups. All you got to do is turn around and you'll see it.
Right.
Next to that, are you ready? Next to that is the Three of Pentacles.
There you go.
There comes in the three again, okay? This is referring to a project that you're going to work on with other people, and I feel that it's connected to the counseling for addictions and various substance abuse and things along those lines. I think it's a giant wake-up call from the universe. This is really what you're supposed to be doing. Now, your relationship shows up, too, in the form of the Two of Cups. This is a really really good relationship that you have to build on. And next to that is the Eight of Cups, all right? So this is a card about letting go, moving on, breaking away. It's about embracing change. Embrace the change. So there you go.
Wow.
That's what
I
got.
And can I add to that real quick, Dex, that eight is also the number of mediumship. So, in a sense, he has to have that connection with the higher source, which is mediumship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
yep.
There you go.
In numerology, it's also the number of abundance, Troy, as well. So it's kind of
yes,
a hint that if you go down this road and keep that relationship going, move into that project, you know, things are really going to get good.
Wow.
So you got it, yeah, because God opens doors for those who use the gifts within that he gives them.
Yep.
So that's true, Dax.
Yep. Thanks for the call, Troy. It was great.
I hope we helped, hon. Good luck
Definitely.
To you and keep listening.
Definitely did. Thank you, y'all. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right.
Good luck.
And I think we might have time for one more call. I got to get going quick here because I've got two readings back to back right after this show because
That's
of that sale that I've got going on. I got that sale going on, you know, and a lot of the folks are not just ordering a reading, but I think I failed to mention at the beginning of the show that readings are 27 and numerology reports are 27 right now, but you can get both for 47, and that's what most people are opting for. I'm doing their full numerology chart. In fact, one of the clients I have today got a numerology chart for her boyfriend as well, and I did a compatibility analysis between the two charts. So that's something else that I can do. Go over to psychetalk.net/pride to get in on that sale. We got, like I said, 5 days and some odd hours left on that. psychetalk.net/pride to get that special. And if you forget any of this, hey, just message me on Facebook. You know, you'll find us all on our group there, Psyche Talk Radio. On the group, you know, you can find me and message me. You can message me through the page, facebook.com/psychictalk. And you can email me, dax@psychictalk.net. You'll find Rose over at psychictalk.net/Rose, and you'll be able to get in touch with her in between shows and book readings with her as well. Let's see.
Yeah, you can reach me also, Dax, at 217-556-1021 and book a reading with me. And I also do, I don't only do numerology. I read auras. I do color readings. I am a psychic medium. And I also read tarot cards and, of course, numerology. But I do a little bit of everything. So if you, I'm also a life coach, so I can help you with your problems. And, I can, you know, steer you in the right direction as to what your purpose is. So you can call me at that number, or you can get a hold of me, you know, through Facebook. But yeah, that's how you can get a hold of me. So Dax, are we ready for another caller now?
Awesome, yeah. And it's area code 216. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Desmond, calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Hi, Desmond.
Hi, Desmond.
Hey,
how can we help you?
I had a statement and I guess a question. But the statement was, you know, they say death come in threes. So,
oh,
I don't
yeah,
know the reason
I forgot
for
about
it.
That. That
yeah,
makes perfect
so.
Sense. Thanks for pointing that out, Desmond. That's one of the threes that we forgot about is, yeah, they all come in three, especially with really famous people. You know, someone will pass away, and then right after that, a couple more. It always happens
right.
That way, it seems.
Yeah, threes present everywhere. You're going to find it everywhere. It's in the fates. It's just our time. It's everything. What was your question about the threes? Or what was your question?
Oh, I was just wondering how soon change in career is going to pick up. I know it's going to happen, but how soon will everything start transitioning?
How soon do you want it to happen?
That's right, Dax. That's right.
Right.
I was going to say that. I know.
Well, I always start with that question because people – I want to put people back in their power, Rose. That's why I always start with throwing that question back on that kind of question because – you know, you're in charge of about, you know, how fast it happens. You really are.
True.
You have the power, you know, but that aside, I'll just throw out there that the central focus card I get is the Six of Wands, following your passions and success, victory. It's coming, like you said, and the timing card is, what is the timing card? 11, so that's 2. So it can break free within the next 2 weeks and start moving forward more. What are you getting, Rose?
But again, again, like you said, Dax, it depends on you.
Yeah, you can make it happen faster.
Into it. Now, I know, Desmond, you've been working real hard, haven't you? I know you have. You've been working real hard, and you've been trying to move forward with this, right? You need to be happy
right.
with yourself. You need to be proud of yourself, and you need to be grateful for the fact that you have the work that you do, because you know what? When we show gratitude, it shows the universe that we appreciate what's going on, and it throws more of that back at us. I do see a new beginning, and I do see more money, but I won't give you a time period because, like Dax said, it really does matter on how much you believe in yourself and how much you believe that that's coming to you and that you feel in your heart. You keep working, honey, because you know what? It is going to turn out fine for you. You're going to be very proud of yourself, okay, because I know you're a very hard worker.
Okay.
Right. Just stay in that energy, and it'll turn out, okay? I guarantee you. You just have to stay in that energy, right? Keep your thoughts about the work. Keep your thoughts about work up, okay? That's what you need to do.
And, Rose, let me leave Desmond with one last thing, because just like with Troy – the judgment card shows up again, and I swear I shuffled. In fact, I shuffled three times. There you go, Rose. I shuffled three times. Okay.
Well, that
and
happened.
So, you know, again, this is a big cosmic wake-up call. You know, you're waiting for this to happen, and just like Rose and I have been talking about, it happens as quickly as you make it happen. You can make it manifest. There's a clue in the cards about this. The other major arcana card that showed up is the Lover's card, and that's about choices and trust. Okay, so you got to trust in yourself, and there's some choices which I don't know if you're consciously aware of it or if it's subconscious, but it's almost like you haven't made the final commitment to go down a certain path. And so you need to make that choice, and what that does is it breaks up the block and allows things to happen faster. And, you know, you might not even be consciously aware of this. So I want you to concentrate on that for a little bit over the next few days and see if you can bring that up to the conscious level so you can, you know, really make that choice and move forward.
Okay.
All right.
I'm definitely messing with that. All right.
You already have what you need there. And, you know, sometimes really what happens is I've noticed this with myself and with other people because I am a life coach. I do work on people's, their future, what they're supposed to be doing, their purpose. And I know that every job that we have suits a purpose in our purpose. In other words, it's a stepping stone. I feel like where you're at right now is a stepping stone, but you're definitely going in the right direction. Okay? So have gratitude for what you have because you really do have a life. Okay?
Okay. All right.
I hope
thanks,
that helped you, honey. And good luck. We got to go. Thank you so much for listening in and calling in, and good luck to you.
Oh, thanks a lot. I appreciate y'all, guys.
Awesome.
You're welcome. Keep listening.
Enjoy the rest of your week there. Oh, my
yes.
God. Yes, I got to get going to all these readings that are waiting for me, but
so that's
it
good.
Was
that's
so
good.
Much fun.
Yes, it's always
and we'll be
fun,
back
right?
next
talking
week.
Numbers.
Absolutely. We'll be talking more numbers because we'll be back next week with the vibration of numbers and how you can work with that. You know, people, they come to me and I do the numerology charts. And it's almost like doing an astrological natal chart. We're looking at 9 different numbers that make up your chart, and then I do a whole report. And the way I do that is by
right.
hand, folks. This is not some computer-generated thing, Rose. I do this manually. It takes me well over an hour to do each chart. And if I'm doing a compatibility analysis between two, we're talking about 3 hours of work right there, you know. And, you know, a lot of those numbers are fixed. Meaning, you know, you were born on a certain date and you were born with a certain name and you go by a certain name now. And, you know, that's where all the 9 numbers come from, those things. And, of course, we can we can alter that, like our birth name. Almost no one goes by our birth name. You know, we go by nicknames, or we get married and we have a married name and things like that. So the energy can be altered. Most of these numbers are fixed, though, like your birth date and so forth. But we're going to show you next Tuesday how you can manipulate the vibration of numbers in your favor. So I can't wait for that, Rose.
Yeah, that'd be
it's going to be great.
I want to thank everybody for listening today, and keep listening, and we're going to have some great shows coming up. So thank you again, and Dax, thank you again for being my guest. I appreciate that. And
thanks,
Rose. So, know that it's always
thanks
a kind of a spirit, and watch those numbers, right?
Watch those numbers, folks, and we'll be back next week. Remember, I'll be back on tomorrow with Sharona and Charlotte. So if we didn't get your call today, you can call in tomorrow, 714-816-4628. Write down the number. It's good for all of our shows. And remember, all you have to do is go to psychictalk.net/live for the very next show. And I'll be back tomorrow. And Rose and I will be back next Tuesday. I can't wait. Don't forget the Pride sale, because it's going away in just a few days, psychictalk.net/pride. Jump on that, enroll in the course, or get your tarot certification if you're a professional, book a reading, order a numerology report or two. Go check that out and get it while it's on sale, psychictalk.net/pride. And that's all she wrote,
bye,
folks.
Everyone.
Bye, Rose.
Bye,
everybody.